Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus. Don't be confused. It's not gardening in the Ozarks. I'm not as smart as Vicki and Bob, that's for sure. But we are proud to have with us the sponsors of Gardening in the Ozarks, Carl Wayne's Nursery, Penny Woolridge, Kristen Woolridge. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello. Hey. Thank you for having us.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Happy Father's Day weekend to all of our dads out there.
Oh, I know.
Thank you, dads. Thank you, Carl Wayne.
All those dads that probably still could use a few projects to do this weekend, don't you think?
Yes, give them something. To do. Keeps them out of trouble.
Yard projects. That's what they love,
right?
when we ask him. Great specials still available at Carl Wayne's for Father's Day.
Oh, yeah. We still have that Wheel of Fortune, so you can come spin that. But I'll tell you, just come into our showroom where we have way too many things you can pick out.
And lots of, you know, there's Razorback flags and different things. It's, you know, all kinds of things that, you know, Dad would like.
That's right. We have everything Daddy might want. And guess what else we have? We have free landscape estimates. You don't have to put Dad to work. We could work for him, and we're happy to do that.
Our gift to Dad this year is that he doesn't have to do it.
Yes, I think that's the best gift, and he gets to enjoy it. No work and all fun.
I know a couple dads in my life that would probably enjoy that as well.
For sure.
Hey, it's hot already. It's been really hot this year. We know that. Not much of a spring. So give us some helpful hints. What does that mean for our plants and our vegetables and all that good stuff that we have in the ground?
Well, just know that we have plenty of stock and we plant all year long. So it's not that you can't plant. Mm-hmm. It's that you can't plant and go on vacation. Yeah. Somebody's got to take care of it. It still needs that water. You know, our rocks do not hold very much moisture.
No, they don't. And don't plant and go out of town for three days.
Do not
like
do that.
I did. Yes,
don't
I
use
still,
the neighbor either.
I know. I'm still trying to recover from just a long weekend. Best time to water in the mornings, as
always. Always in the morning. Anytime that you have to spray a fungicide or an insecticide mm-hmm. or something, if you have to do that, mm-hmm. do it in the morning, not at night. At night, the plant's still warm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. Hey, talk to us about grass this year. I mean, I've heard a handful of people talk about their lawns, and it's, you know, it's not so much what we see now, but what has happened to us over the course of the last several years. This part of the world has been in a drought period over the last few years. We got a bunch of rain last spring, but then it didn't really rain again last summer. And our grass in our yard is still trying to recover from that.
Right. And our winter was super dry. Mm-hmm. And then it got super dry and then super cold. I mean, we think we got to 2 below, and mm-hmm. that was cold and dry. So that kills, and it also kills the roots in your grass. So it's made your Bermuda and your Zoysia a little bit on the weak side. And when it is weak, what happens? Weeds come through. They're like, it's our turn.
Uh-huh. So what can we do?
Just continue to feed your lawn.
And water. Remember that
feed
water?
Feed and water, yes.
What feed do you recommend?
Well, there's several different fertilizers that you mm-hmm. can use, but you have to be really careful when it's hot. So you're mm-hmm. going to have to use a milder one through the hot season.
Okay, so there's a milder feed that
yes,
we can use this
absolutely.
Time of year?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And don't wait. Don't play the waiting game and watch the weather because you never really know.
You cannot depend on the weather. No, no. I don't want to talk about Mother Nature, but she's not been our friend lately. And those three-inch rains and then all of a sudden we don't have any for a month is not, that's not enough.
Kristen, you mentioned free estimates on landscaping.
Yes.
You guys do so many wonderful landscaping projects all across town. You've got some pictures of them that people
right.
can look at before and afters.
That's right. I think a lot of people would be surprised at all the different things Carl Wayne's can do for you. So what we do is we do have before and after pictures on Facebook. So if you're interested or you don't even know if that's something that we'll touch on, mm-hmm. I bet we do. And I bet you can see an example of it applied on some of your neighbor's yards.
A favorite this season that you've done?
Oh, my, we have so many. But my favorite is always patios. Robert, our landscape foreman, does a fantastic job. He's got an eye for design. And he made this beautiful patio with a fire pit in the middle built into the rock patio. And it's beautiful. So check that one out for sure.
The outdoor fire pits are as popular as ever, probably.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm a fan of some s'mores. So that is where you'll find me.
Of course, beautiful fountains and different rock that you can design.
Right. There's just so much. Carl Wayne's has 3 acres of goodies. So mm-hmm. we have lots of different rocks and, you know, just so many things that you can change mm-hmm. up the whole landscape of your, you know, your backyard or front.
Still mulch available?
Oh, yeah.
Still sod available?
Oh, yeah.
Dirt?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anything else?
There's just too many.
You still got some vegetables you can put
we
in the ground?
We still do
just
have
a handful?
Some vegetables. Yeah. There's still some that, you know, if you blew it and
you've already screwed up.
If you've already blew it once, we can start it back over. But it's getting sparing.
If you planted and went out of town for a few days like some of us did.
I'm not mentioning any names.
We've got the B team ready for you.
We got the B team. Yeah.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting with the fine folks from Carl Wayne's Nursery. Penny Woolridge and Kristen Woolridge open today until 5 o'clock, open again tomorrow, 11 until 3. So if you forget or don't have time to buy that gift, if you want to act like a man on Father's Day and go get the gift tomorrow, right, ladies?
That's
yes.
It.
Yes, you're open from 11 till 3.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry, Tim. I had to throw it out there. Hey, we're all looking for a little piece of shade this time of year because it's so blooming hot.
Yes.
Now's the time to start thinking about shade trees.
I'll tell you, and we have a huge line of our shade trees. We've got sugar maples, red maples, we've got pin oaks. I know people think oaks are terrible, but pin oaks are one of my favorite trees. They grow in a pyramidal shape. They're supersonic fast. You know, they just get it. They're really not something that's a hard tree to manage. Mm-hmm. They just get on it all by themselves, which is my favorite.
Supersonic fast. Everyone, please note that.
I like that. That was cool.
I like that. I've got a maple tree that the leaves are all falling off because that last frost that we had, it just took it out.
Yeah. And
it's nasty right
now.
Yeah.
Just feed it. Just feed it and keep the water to it, and I think it'll pick back up. You just give it a little time.
What kind of feed do I need to use?
Well, I would use a tree and shrub food of some sort. You know, we've got some really good stuff at the nursery to use, and we've got some organics that are, you know, kind of a low number that's not going to burn this time of year, which is definitely important.
My favorite thing is I can walk into your store, Penny, I can hold up my phone and show you a picture of a tree in my yard, of a flower bed, or, you know, here's the high sun time, here's what I need, and you can tell us exactly what we need to do. You can walk us around all over the inside, the beautiful things that are inside, which I know you love, and all the things outside, and hand pick items that would work perfectly for our yard.
Well, it's fun to have somebody else help you because you get in such a rut and you're like, oh, I've always just done boxwoods. Well, there's so many other things other than boxwoods. So get out there. There's so many different colorful evergreens that you would not have put together. So that's what makes it really fun at Carl Wayne's. Just come on by. And there's so many people to help you. It's not just me. I mean, there are so many extras that do a fine job.
Kristen can help us inside as well.
Yes, I do prefer to stay inside.
And we do too.
We've got beautiful home garden decor that we like to keep
yard
in stock.
Art.
Yeah, yard art.
Yard art.
And we have beautiful flags, like Heather mentioned the first time. And we have this things you haven't thought about. We have beautiful pots. I know we talk a lot about fountains, but fountains aren't for everybody. I got it. They're intense. But we have beautiful concrete pots. We have beautiful statuary. We have things that can make garden art not just interesting, but super classy. It's really good stuff.
Well, we actually even have some outside pictures that are UV ray protected.
Yeah,
how do you like
art.
That? Canvas art.
Really?
Oh, they are super cute. I forgot about those.
We have everything that you could possibly want for your outdoor scene, and it's all about making your outside as livable as your inside. Every space that you have, you should be able to live in equally. So that's what we try to do for you at Carl Wayne's Nursery.
I do love a really good flower pot on a front door or like two. It can just totally transform the look of the front of your house.
Right. You could have a pot without any flowers in it. I mean, some of them are so beautiful.
Absolutely. And if you don't feel comfortable planting or want someone else, I mean, you guys will plant pots care of it, deliver it to the house.
Yes.
And you never you do have to worry about it. You will have to add some water to it.
Yeah. You got to do a little bit, Heather.
Hey, what can I do? I've heard people say, I've put so much mulch in my flower bed over the years that I feel like some of the flowers that I'm planting in there aren't getting the good dirt that's in there, even though you're mixing in some Miracle-Gro and different things when you plant them. But if my mulch is too thick, what are some things that I can do for my flowers?
Well, you don't want your mulch to be that thick, and mulch does break down and become good ground for your flower bed, but you just need to feed. You know, if you keep feeding it, you'll break that down, and, you know, you're always going to need new mulch. It's just a thing.
You want the fresh look.
You want the fresh look, but you don't have to go crazy. Don't put
don't
pile it high so you can keep it nice and fresh.
Is there a feed that you personally like to use?
I just like all the organics. I really do. They're just low numbers. They're easy. They're less likely to burn, you know, and
they're safe for our little friends.
Yeah, they're just puppies. Safe, yes.
So we have littles, both animal and children variety.
Right. And they both have dirt.
Well, and eating dirt.
And
yes.
You know, the funny thing is the organic fertilizers that we have, the dogs love them. They'll lick it.
Right.
If it falls on the floor, they'll lick it, and it's not going to hurt them. Mm. And it's like, oh, get out of there.
It's not too late to plant. We need to remind everybody.
It is
hot, but it's not too late to plant.
It's not too late. And we plant all year. There's so many different things. Like you said, Heather, there's plenty of hydrangeas with beautiful blooms right now.
If you need to replace a couple.
Yeah.
So Penny's looking at me as she says that.
That's okay. We all do something, so.
It's the travel, Penny. We have all
not
these great intentions.
Not everybody's as lucky as you that gets to travel all the time.
Quit rubbing it in.
I know. So lucky you. But, you know, just ask somebody to give you a helping hand.
Absolutely. Carl Wayne's Nursery, of course, 425-6966. Again, that's 425-6966. If you're driving around and have a question, give them a call. They can answer it. Better yet, stop by and see them. They're open until 5 o'clock today. Open again tomorrow from 11 till 3. Free landscaping estimates if you want to go in and tell them about some things that you have at your house. You can go by and take a look and come back with solutions.
That's perfect.
Don't forget Dad this weekend. Give him the gift that he would love. Let Carl Wayne's come out and take care of your yard so that he doesn't have to. Right,
that's
ladies?
Right.
That's right.
And happy Father's Day to all.
Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.